Hi there, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Chris Warzowski. I serve as one of our campus life pastors at the Lewis Center campus. I'm so glad that you've joined us today. Over the past few weeks, we've been in our annual series we call Wide Open World, where we focus on ways that God invites us into His mission in the world. I recently read a story about a gentleman named Sandeep who lives in Southeast Asia, and he's actually a partner with our network of churches. He felt God calling him to leave his hometown and to help his neighbors in his region of the world. He ended up reaching a remote city where he discovered many families hadn't eaten in 3 days, and so he knew that God had brought him to this right community to serve in. Our network was able to resource him, and he was able to distribute ration kits of flour, lentils, and spices. And he also asked the villagers if they wanted to hear about a man named Jesus who called himself the Bread of Life. A young man from the village replied. He said, "You, a stranger, came and cared for us. We don't know why. We want to listen to anything you will tell us about your God." Because of the boldness of Sandeep and because of the generosity of our network of churches, 7,000 people would end up hearing the gospel for the first time, and they would have access to life-saving nutrition. Sandeep said yes to God, and God was able, and he was faithful. You know, throughout the scriptures, God has been telling us the grand story of redemption. We see how he uses different individuals in different contexts and different times to move the story forward. But God doesn't just tell us the story. He invites us to experience and participate in this story. When we look at the example of Ruth, we see how God used her, yes, in the redemptive story and how he might use us. When her mother-in-law, Naomi, had nobody else, Ruth stood in the gap for her. Ruth said to her, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go. For where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. And when you die, I will die. And there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me and more also if anything but death parts me from you." And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more. Ruth is a hero of the faith. Because in her fully committing to Naomi, she fully committed to the Lord. Her yes to Naomi was really her yes to God. It's really the example we ought to follow when it comes to giving our yes to Jesus. Ruth is willing to go wherever Naomi goes, even if that means leaving a comfortable and safe life. Ruth is willing to do whatever Naomi asks her to do, even if that means letting go of what she has known to be part of something completely new. Ruth is saying to Naomi, "Your God is better than my comfort." Ruth is willing to give whatever she needs to give, and she understands that what she is ultimately doing is putting her life in God's hands. When we look at Ruth's example, we have to ask ourselves, does God have my yes today? Am I willing to go where God asks me to go? Am I willing to do whatever it is that God asks me to do? And am I willing to give whatever it is that God asks me to give? So friends, I would encourage all of us, let's give our yes to God today. In our comings and our goings, whether we're at home, at school, or at work, wherever God has us, whoever he has us with, let's give God our yes, asking him to use us, even if it's in the smallest of interactions with neighbors or people we work with, even if it's the most regular decisions as far as how we're going to maybe pay for somebody's lunch or be generous in the offering for Wide Open World this week, or how we're going to choose to treat somebody, even if we're experiencing some conflict and tension. Can we give God our yes in the most simple but meaningful interactions that we experience in order to give him glory? Let's give God our yes. Would you pray with me? God, you know everything that's gonna happen in our day today. God, you know everything that's gonna happen over this upcoming weekend. And God, I pray for all of us that we would follow Ruth's example, that we would just simply say yes to you. God, wherever you have us, whatever interactions we have, whatever opportunities you give us to make much of you, God, I pray that we would give our yes. Lord, as we think about our wide open world offering and all that you're going to do over the next year in and through our church in missions, God, I pray that we would say yes to generosity. Lord, whatever it is that you're asking us to give, Lord, we would just say yes to you and trust that you are able and you are faithful. God, we say yes to you. We love you and we thank you for who you are. Lord, you first said yes to us even when we didn't deserve it. You came for us in the person of your Son in order to redeem us. So God, help us to serve you well and say yes to you, our Redeemer. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, hey, thanks again for joining us today. I hope you'll join us this Sunday at one of our campuses in Delaware, Lewis Center, Marion, Plain City, or Westerville. You can find service time and location information at lifepointohio.com. You can also join us online as well. Just go to lifepointohio.com/watch. Thank you so much. May the Lord have your yes and have a great weekend.